November 4, 1909 with his beatitude God renders all heaven blissful, because everything is harmony in him. Having received communion, I was saying to my adorable Jesus, I am now tightly united with you, even more, I am identified with you. If we are one single thing, I leave my being in you, and I take yours. So I leave you my mind, and I take yours. I leave you my eyes, my mouth, my heart, my hands, my steps. Oh, how happy I will be from now on. I will think with your mind, I will look with your eyes, I will speak with your mouth, I will love with your heart, I will work with your hands, I will walk with your feet. And if something comes to me, I will say, I left my being in Jesus and I took his own, go to Jesus, and he will answer you for me. Oh, how blissful I feel. Ah yes, I take from you also your beatitude, isn't it true, Jesus? But, my life and my good, with your beatitude you render all heaven blissful, while if I take your beatitude I make no one blissful. And Jesus told me, my daughter, you too, by taking all of my being along with my beatitude, can make others blissful. Why has my being the virtue of beatifying? Because everything is harmony in me, one virtue harmonizes with the other, justice with mercy, sanctity with beauty, wisdom with strength, immensity with depth and height, and so with all the rest. Everything is harmony in me, nothing is discordant. These harmonies make me blissful and I beatify all those who draw near me. So, as you take my being, be careful that all virtues harmonize among themselves. And this harmony will communicate beatitude to whomever draws near you, because in seeing goodness, sweetness, patience, charity and equality in everything in you, they will feel blissful being near you.